Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast.
Thank you.
My name is Randy, and we have about three-fourths of the team here today. A couple out on vacation. We'll get to that during the toy box and let you know who they are, unless you can figure it out before then. Great mystery. Today's topic is really not just an impromptu topic we wanted to kind of go through today. And since we're in the middle of VBS, I have a couple other topics I really want to get to, but I don't want to do it until the whole crew's here. And so we're going to go with this, even though it is VBS season and whatnot. It's kind of a shotgun type thing. Oh, there we go. Every time you say shotgun, you have to lock and load there. And so we're going to talk about reminiscing about VBS in the past.
Do you have the dream music? Like
the dream,
like the harp?
You know, I do not have dream. I've got the sad music. Oh. Or Gus Polinski. Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, they play a sad
they don't have
a mystery music that they do, or a thanking music.
They don't have a kid in the choir that does the harp.
Hold on, I'm going to go talk to him.
They don't have a kid in the band that does the harp?
They probably do, but I've never talked to him about that. We've never really had to do that before.
Come on, kids. Get it.
I mean, you know, surely we have one kid in that polka dot band that plays a harp.
Oh,
you would think.
You think her name is Shirley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shirley?
But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm drawing a complete blank because I can't go back very far in VBSs because... Even as a kid, I've been to them, but I couldn't tell you what they were. So I'm going to let you guys take off on this, and maybe it'll jog my memory, and I'll remember some that I went to when I was a kid. And you guys, on your mark, get set, go.
Well, I don't know who wants to...
you spoke first,
I can't remember the name. Oh, Alexa said... You said your favorite one was Sky.
Sky, yeah.
Sky VBS.
That
was a fun
one. Is that the one you guys had the airplane?
Yes. And yeah. We had bounce houses the last night, and it was just, yeah. And I had a really good team that year, personally. That's probably why I like it the best. I was in Tots most years of VBS, but I was like the leader, but that was the one year I had like the best team, and it was just...
How many years ago was that? Because I've only been here.
It's like 11.
Hold on,
or
I think it's in my time hop. Actually,
she's saying something, right?
It's like 11.
No, I'm just saying it was as a leader. It was a good year, just because
I remember that airplane being out in that storage building, the Gray Ghost building. I remember the remnants of that plane. You guys actually made a giant life size wood airplane.
Yeah, and then we took
the fuselage
and
everything, the wings.
We took it to Sunday school camp the week after.
Yeah.
Ah.
And me and Ethan. And
it was
a few
the year
other
you guys
people.
Did a kid's idea, isn't it?
Yeah, we did.
It was just a good...
We did a camp.
Did you fly it over there by chance?
You did. Hey, Bob! Hey, Bob!
It was in my time hop the other day. I mean, oh gosh.
My favorite.
You had iPhone back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 years ago, I was doing the Kingdom one. So
it was
probably
like,
7 years.
It was like one
ago.
Of my first Instagram pictures.
It has to be one of the 1 year before I got actually came here then.
Yeah, because eight years ago, I had this, because I built a castle for Kingdom, and then I think we did Sky the year after.
I remember Kingdom, because I remember that castle now. That was right before I got here.
I built one in the Tots room.
But. You guys had a drawbridge too, right, for Kingdom, mm-hmm. that big mm-hmm. castle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had like a small one in my room. But I made it all out of cardboard.
So what was Sky about? Is this one you guys
you
made
were the
up yourself?
Pilot. You were like the pilot.
Oh, I was the pilot.
No, it was one we had bought. But
it
we
was a candle. Okay.
Like we used to just buy them, but we would make them better, if that's the right way
more
to say
zing
it.
And more pep.
More zing and more pep. We buy it just as a basis and then
right.
go with it.
Spice it up a little bit.
So what was the narrative premise of the story? Was it the circle around the pilot or something or what?
Yeah, I think it was kind of might be like what we're doing now, honestly.
I do not
like, I think
remember.
You were the pilot. You had a mullet, remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Never forget that.
Mullets are coming back.
He had a blonde mullet. Oh, I
had a blonde mullet and I had a bomber
you had
jacket.
A blonde mullet.
a blonde mullet.
Hold on, I'll find this.
I had a bomber jacket.
What's 7 years ago?
2014.
Yeah, and we did. It was back whenever skits were mostly done by me and Amanda, just just us.
Oh, really?
Just like every year, Travis and Amanda did the skits, yeah. And it was just the two of them, and they'd go up and they would just.
Well, that
Amanda would almost throw up almost every year.
Travis would do something that was gross. There are lines I would like improvise, and she would get so mad. She's like, "Stick to the script." And then I would throw her off her game so much that she would mess up lines. So there's like from each VBS, there's probably like a line that I still make fun of her about. Like one year we were doing one for it was like
it wasn't
a boat or something. We were on a boat. And instead of saying boat dock, she said dote bock. And she didn't realize until after. I still make fun of her to this day.
14 was when we got married. So I think it must have been the year after because we didn't. I don't think we had a VBS the year we got married.
We moved here the 2014.
Yeah, so
this is 2013 when I did the Tots Castle.
Okay, I see a picture there now. Okay, and I never could have. I can't picture Amanda being part of a skit.
Oh my gosh.
I've just never seen her before.
She's always.
I didn't think
them.
She would be a skit person.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, well, well.
She was talking about joining the one this year, but I think we're set. But if there's any extra, she could be a reporter. Actually.
Yeah, she would be a good reporter.
Okay, so what about yours, Travis? Is which one of your favorites?
What was it called, Jared? Oh, it was Power Up.
Power Up.
Power Up for Jesus. Was
it? Ants, yeah. And it was like ants working out.
Yeah, and
I'm not like video game.
Not like aunts, ants. Like
ants, okay, like a bug.
Yeah.
Not like okay. Your great aunt.
Hey. I didn't mean that.
Like, and again, it was me and Amanda doing the skits, and it was just fun to go back and forth. And then, I can't remember my names, but I think one... When I was a pilot, my name was like Pilot Jack or something. So every kid would like pass me and say, "Hey, Pilot Jack."
Yeah,
stuff like that.
I found it.
So
you're 2012.
Your character name.
Sky.
There's Matea.
Oh my gosh.
Your character name stuck with you.
Yeah. And then whenever we did Power Up, they would call me by that name and everything. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we had a hot air balloon come too that year.
Power Up?
I know.
We've moved on, Alexa.
I know. But I just found the pictures.
How do you get to your picture so fast like that?
I went to the year.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
We moved on.
Moved on. So Sky was what I call it a canned or manufactured VBS program. So I'm sure some people have heard that before. And the other one was called Power Up.
Power Up. That was
now, I'm still kind of drawing a blank on this. What you said it was about ants.
I mean,
ants are super
strong. I'm thinking electricity or a video game.
It wasn't when I was here. It was when I just kind of came here sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember going with my neighbor because they went here at the time. And then... I just remember Power Up.
So was this a manufactured can VBS program too?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so what was your prop and setup about for? What was the stage looking like?
That was before my
time. I don't even remember. I don't even know if we had anything. It was probably back when we were...
It was late.
When we were lazy, we didn't really do much.
Is that Power Up picture?
No,
she's still stuck on
I'm
this guy.
I found the mullet picture. I've been looking for the mullet picture is what I've been doing.
We're trying to go.
Andrew Rank flip-flops.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Tanya, what's one of your VBSs that you remember?
All the churches I grew up in didn't have VBS, so I'd never been a part of a VBS until we came here.
Really?
No, we was at Carolina.
I had to work. I couldn't go.
The ones in Carolina we did?
We only did one that I knew of. It had to do with water.
We did one that had to do with racing and go-karts. I liked that one. That was pretty cool.
Fun.
Yeah, we did. We had a real go-kart there. And I just struck it rich. I went to some auto dealer places and mechanic shops and asked for some props and things like race car tires. And stuff, and this one guy had a bunch of these miniature rims, plastic rims, chrome rims, and they were about the size of a softball, and they were actual demo pieces of real rims you could order for your car, and we had like 200 of them.
Whoa.
He had them in boxes. They were samples and demos to display, and he goes, just take them. So we hung up these little miniature chrome rims all over the ceiling in the room. I think we had a real race car tire that was borrowed in there, a go-kart. We had the racing flags, and we had, this was our big event, We had a real classic car show.
Whoa.
In the church parking lot, and the kids judged it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there, because down where we were at in Spring Lake there, by, that's down by Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and there was, like anywhere else, there's always these car shows throughout the summer. And so we got in touch with some of the people that own these cars and got in touch with a crew to help organize a car show there. And so they held it there that Saturday, and that was going to be our, I guess, our final day, VBS, in a car lot, or in our church parking lot. And it was full of these classic cars. And so we had a big attraction there for that. And at the end of the afternoon, a group of our VBS kids went there. And the teachers took them around and had them take a vote. And they got to judge the best first, second, third place cars there.
That's awesome.
And so the theme racing, race car, was part of it. So you can imagine all the games we had were easy to come up with. You know, I mean, any kind of racing relay game. You know, you got checker flags everywhere. You got to have a race type game to go with that type of a theme. And then I think topics we talked about was, you know, repair your motor and stuff like that, and the fuel. You know, you talk about the fuel. Mm. You know, both physical, you know, literally with the vehicles and your soul, spiritual fuel and repair and maintenance and stuff like that.
What gives you gas?
What gives you gas? Yes, exactly. So, yeah, hold on a second here.
Oh, Kidman language.
Kidman language, yes. Yep. That's what gives you gas. Either way, basement or attic. And so the kids just now got it. Kind of late for them, but they got it. Same with you, Jer. And
that's good.
So, yeah, that was good. I thought we did two of them in Carolina when we were there, but you said a water one. That's right. It was Water World or...
oh, with Kevin Costner.
Splash. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right?
They weren't done during
Splash.
The...
It was called
in
Splash.
In the evening time,
Splash
like
World.
Normal VBSs. It was done during the
Hanks.
Day.
Yeah, we did ours on the day there. Classes during the day for VBS. As we do ours here at night. Yeah, we did ours during the afternoon. I think it was even kind of late morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like... We started around 9 o'clock in the morning and finished around 1 o'clock or so.
Well, we had a lot of teachers in the church that were involved in Sunday school, and so it was just good for them to do it during the day.
And that one there, I can't remember. Yeah, it had to do with water, and that was a canned one, too.
It was Splash with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. You know? And then I thought the word Splash was in that or something, but anyway... That one goes back even farther, and I don't remember a whole lot about that. I'm guessing we had some water things outside or whatever. So everything was around water and a splash park or something, water park type theme. I can't remember how that even went. So That's just jogging my memory there. As far as a kid, I can't remember the themes of any. I remember going to them.
I've never attended a VBS as a child.
I did.
I never came to church as a child. My parents didn't. Parents said no.
I went to a Baptist church.
No, I didn't.
My childhood.
What do you remember? Any you went to as a kid?
That sounds awful.
Well, I don't. I mean,
well, I do. I do. I do. No, I do. I just. It was kind of a boring VBS. Like I was really excited for snack time.
That's like now.
I love those people.
That's just like.
But I did
now.
Go to a Baptist church most of my childhood, and it was different.
I was talking to a coworker of mine this week, and I was talking about VBS. I showed her the logo I made, and she asked me where it was. Then I told her, and she's like, "Oh, I remember going there to VBS. It was VeggieTales themed." And I was like, yeah. "Yep, I probably gave you a high five as Larry the Cucumber."
You was Larry the Cucumber. Yeah. You guys had VeggieTales VBS here, didn't you? I remember the clown suits and VeggieTales stuff we had back in storage when I first got here.
Yep.
I remember seeing
Norma
that stuff.
Norma made those. Yeah,
yep.
Norma. Someone made those.
Yep.
Which is amazing.
So how did that, was that something you guys made up too, or was that a manufacturer?
I couldn't even, well, I don't even know because I just.
We always had the box kits when I was a kid too.
Yeah, I was just, I just came to, I think I was newly in church. I was a little too old for VBS, so I just wanted to help.
It really used to be, and I don't know if you remember this as a kid, but I remember like being a kid and like every church in this area would do the same kit. Because yep. You're like, oh, what? Like yeah. I would see one church put it up. I was like, okay, that's what everyone else yeah. is going to do. And they would all do the same VBS. And so like, it was funny because we would have like, I remember because I would go to Saberton. There's one year I went there and here. And like, you knew the songs already. You knew like... Mm-hmm. You knew the Bible memory verses. You were ready to go.
Like, that's why I like making our own, because we're different from everyone else in that way. And then when the town, which I don't know about now or not, that things are changing so much, but even as of our last VBSs we had, we would see the same VBS in four or five churches around the area. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if we do something different, well, we're probably going to get some repeat kids come over here. You know, yeah. They're going to attend those other ones, and they're going to come see a different one. Mom, Dad's going to want to dump them off for another one somewhere.
Yeah.
And so we offer something different. That just opens the gate up to bring more kids in, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And so, and actually doing it ain't all that. I mean, once you stand back and look at it, there is more work to it in a way. And then again, there's not. Because you're still either if you buy a kit or make your own, you're still having to build your props,
yeah,
and decorate and everything. I think the only extra stuff you're doing is building your content for your classes and stuff like that. And if you have a drama you're doing, and even with that today, you got so much free resource online to extract from.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. People are throwing out their own VBS material out there. A lot of places you get for free or cheap. On some of these kid ministry sites and just on Pinterest or whatever, just Google it and you're going to find some material that you can take and tweak it for yourself if it matches your theme that you're going with. And I mean, just all the creativity is just out there now to plunder.
Plunder.
Just jump into it. And
Oh, we did a pirate VBS once.
When did you do a pirate
one? I think we did a pirate one. I remember one of the guys, his name was Brock. He was in the skit, and there was this part where someone had to crack an egg on his head, and he was like...
No, that was the bayou one, I thought.
Like, was it bayou?
The alligator crocodile.
Maybe we didn't do it. Did we not?
I don't think we did a pirate one.
Maybe
I can... Because that was the year that you and Brock got on... Because we were doing games that year, and we had inflatable rafts, and you and Brock got on inflatable rafts,
so
rafts and made the kids pull you
across
the yard.
Yeah.
It took like 20 kids to pull each of you.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same size. Well, we used to be. He lost weight, and I found it. So he said, don't... So they had to throw an egg over his head. And he said, "I will literally vomit on stage if you do that."
Uh oh!
And they did it. And sure enough, he like went behind a screen or something or a cover, and no one saw him do it. But he definitely
because
that was the year I took pictures.
He left the stage and he immediately vomited.
That was the year I took pictures.
You know what? I was going through some audio files down here in our resource room, and I seen some cassette tapes and stuff in there that had VBS on it.
Oh.
And I think this recording captured that vomit behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think
this is it.
Yeah, that was it. That was it? Yeah.
Well,
Crocodile Rock, that's what it was.
Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock.
Just like Elton John.
Or Crocodile Doc, maybe, was what it was
Crocodile
called.
Doc, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
As a matter of fact, I seen someone on Facebook post that very one this year.
Really?
Yes, they're doing it now.
What?
Crocodile Doc.
That was like 10 years ago.
I knew, when I seen it, I thought, that sounds like an older one. But they actually have pictures of what they were doing there just last couple of weeks.
Hmm. It was solid. Actually, those songs, I feel like, were probably some of the better ones. I mean, yeah. You're going to do a throwback.
Do you know how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I
hate this so
much. I don't know. What is it?
It hurts.
Crocodile will see you in a while. Alligator will see you later.
That's not right.
What is it? See you later.
See you later, alligator.
No, I said that.
I think, I don't
that's
know.
That's what it said.
I think you
see you later, alligator.
Quit it. That's what it said.
So what if you took... What if you took here's something to ponder about. What if you took one of those old VBSs, like Crocodile Doc? Would you bring it back and revamp it up?
Yeah, more.
Honestly, some of them had great songs, like songs that I even remember.
Reboot.
Like when I was a kid.
Yeah, reboot old VBS.
Like I
let's do it.
You all remember Fruits of the Spirit one way, but we sang a song in VBS one year when I was like 5, and I still remember that song more than...
Well, that's a Baptist song.
No, it was the same box kit you guys bought.
Now, Crocodile Doc, I'd put a Steve Irwin character in that. Cranky.
I remember they
Cranky,
built,
mate.
They built a big dock for
I'm
us.
Australian, mate.
I mean, just think about Crocodile Doc, VBS, one of the old ones, and what kind of shows are out there today with these new characters that you could... You know, parallel and put them in there.
Let's do a reboot of Power Up.
Now, see, I guess see what Power Up's all about. All you're telling me is ants. I'm not connecting the dots.
Well, you weren't here.
I remember the team.
Well, I know that.
That's about it.
I was still alive.
No, Alexa
somewhere.
Wasn't in my life at that time.
I wasn't.
You weren't in my life.
We didn't like each other at all.
No, we hated it. Yeah.
Power Up VBS. I imagine if I saw the
partly
pictures
we
of it and stuff, the curriculum, maybe I would remember seeing it because it. Sounds familiar, but what church program hasn't done a, quote, power up, unquote, type of a VBS or a theme or whatever?
True.
So.
It was all about, like, lifting weights and getting stronger.
So it was strength. Okay. Protein shakes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Is it this one?
Is it green?
What's it saying?
Yep,
what year?
Oh, let me stick.
Yep. What year was that made?
Oh, that is it. Oh,
I think
nostalgic.
I have a picture of it.
2005.
I see it. 2005.
Yo, I was
Whoa.
10.
There's Power Up VBS 2019 promo.
Right. Oh, they've already rebooted it.
Well,
then.
It's probably video games, maybe. Is it video games?
Is it like a promo there?
This one is, yeah, that's 2010.
I have an idea for next year.
Okay.
Okay. Is it too early?
Hey, I did see someone doing one.
Doing one
Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Where
did you? It was like the Greatest Love or something. It wasn't as.
I was just getting ready to say that's. I'm still wanting to pull that off.
Yeah.
Those are some solid songs.
I want to.
Crocodile Doc.
I hate this.
Oh, remember the guy? Remember that guy? This little gopher or squirrel or something?
Oh, Chatter. Like,
Chatter. I love M&M's. And it was always
like
that. Oh, my
goodness. That. Was that from Crocodile Doc?
That was he was in all of them.
Yeah, Chatter. They did
a puppet thing for Chatter the Cheddar Boy. For like all
Chatter the Cheddar Boy.
All VBS's was Cheddar was there.
VBS Chatter. I'm
Chatter.
Looking.
Chatter. Chatter Boy. But
yeah, Chatter the Chipmunk.
Chatter the Chipmunk. Yeah,
chipmunk. That's a monkey. We said chipmunk.
He just cuts it when he says, "I love M&M's." It's Chatter.
Was this like a lip sync or?
We watch these videos every VBS.
Yeah, there's.
No, you actually watch those videos.
We would play them.
That, play them up on the screen.
Well, play a little bit. Play a little bit of that on there. Put it up to the mic.
You can keep it.
Are you one of the volunteers?
Yep, that's me. Chatter.
You a spaceship? Spaceship.
Well, then the other volunteers are this way. Large yet comfortable with their size.
All right. So what? Hey. Those are the original videos from that.
Sorry.
It's like a weird time.
That was a weird
pause.
Yeah, they went along with. I think they made.
Chatter, they had one for every VBS we bought.
Yeah, there was one. He was like
I
a
love
scientist.
M&M's.
So he was a mascot for every year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, not just for that one VBS.
No,
he
was like they did.
Was it
groups?
Was it you got it from group? Probably.
I think so. Probably.
I get it. Okay, that's pretty cool. What if we started something like that here?
Like, Chatter. Chatter. I mean,
what if we started a mascot that showed up every VBS?
That would be a good.
Let's do it.
Whether it's a puppet like it. Or you know he had a little tiny part somewhere in every VBS. He
Let's
showed
do
up
it.
Every year.
I love
Let's do it.
So, okay, you going to do it with this one?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Who are we going to start?
It could be a puppet. It could be a inflatable costume character coming out.
I'm partial to puppets.
Get the George Bush puppet out and do something with
it. The George Bush puppet?
He can be our mascot.
No. Put some more stuffing in it and make it Jim Justice.
We used to have a George W. Bush picture in the drum set. In the drum cage.
Why?
Because it was just there.
I remember.
Used it as motivation.
Motivation to drum?
Was it taped to the drum?
No, it was like on the wall. I remember
that. Is that why that drum's worn out? Okay, here's my idea for next year or the year after.
Or any,
whenever, if whenever, you want to do the greatest, what did you call it? Glowman? What did you call it?
The greatest glow. Greatest is what glow, I call
man.
It. Yeah.
Greatest glow, man.
Glow,
if you
glow,
want
man.
To do that sure. next year, but this can be anytime. Remember how at the end of our Soul Wars VBS, you did the like the cliffhanger, like post credit scene?
Oh,
the year after?
Yeah, we did like it was a teaser for the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that with a teaser for the character that I told you about last Sunday whenever it came in my head. I only told you. I didn't tell this one.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
Remember the character with the, like, you don't see his face and his voice is distorted and his name is, like, he's like a villain and he's like.
Was he the one when we were talking that I wanted to do the 70s yeah. detective
yeah.
character that
and
I kind of
do? We can do detective VBS or something like that.
Street cop, 70s street cop yeah. detective.
Yeah. And his name.
Starsky Hutch is my name.
His name is John Cena.
But my guy's name was Mr. E, and you just called him Mr. E.
So yeah, that's for those listening. When we did this first Star Wars VBS, at the end we did it 2 years in a row, two different kinds. And at the end of it, last night we created a teaser trailer, like a movie trailer, and it introduced next year's VBS, which was the Soul Wars Part Two. Identity, mm-hmm. and that was pretty cool. And I think, did I make one for the Doctor Who after the last one, or no?
Yes. I don't.
Yeah,
I made. Oh. I did. I yeah, did the brick you? Film after Soul Wars 2. I made a teaser trailer for the Doctor I Am.
Okay, let's do a teaser for Mr. E and the Starsky Hutch guy.
Because Mr. E.
No, what is that going to be? Is that going to be the VBS thing or? Is that what you mean? Or
let's nail down the next VBS so we can make
a teaser trailer.
Trailer for it. And I want it to be.
Well, I'm game for that.
I want it to be. If you, we can do it next year if you want to do a Greatest Glow Man. Next,
oh my goodness.
Next year.
Greatest Glow
Man.
No. See, now he's in on purpose. The Greatest Glow
Man. So we can do. we can do it next year if you want to.
I think. Doing a teaser trailer for the next year.
But I just want Mr. E to be a thing.
Okay. Now he's the bad guy, right?
Yeah, he's like the one that you're trying to catch.
Now you know
sounds Pierce, like a Bond villain.
Yeah,
Pierce
or John Wick.
The little boy's coming here on our guest. And it's probably forgotten about, but he's wanting the Greatest Glow.
Man,
VBS.
Does he?
Let me tell you something.
He heard because I told Nate about it, and he wants that. And so that's the only thing that's motivating me to keep moving on it.
Let me tell you something.
What? Tell me something.
I hate musicals with a passion.
Get out.
Did you watch The Greatest
Showman? I watched The Greatest Showman, and it's like...
You love it,
it's
right?
One I actually like. Like, it's okay.
I voted that movie better than the Star Wars movie that year when it came out. That was way better than the Star Wars movie that came out the same year.
Rogue One or whatever?
No, it was one of the other Star Wars movies. Whatever year Hans The Greatest Showman Solo. Came out. I said, this is better than a Star Wars movie. That's how good that was. And I'm not a musical guy either, film. Mm-hmm. And this one, like, holy cow, I'll watch it again. Listen to the music.
Most musicals, to me, just lack story. Or just their acting is cringe to me, so.
Yeah, it's overdone.
But The Greatest Showman was a really good story. They really, because Hugh Jackman was in it. He was an actual actor.
Oh, man crush.
Hugh Jackman
freaking
is
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is
Zac good. Efron is good. Quit it.
Zac Efron is a good actor.
Did you say that's your man crush?
Stop it.
That's awesome.
I mean, High School Musical.
Oh, that lady with the beard. Talk about a crush.
The lady with the beard.
I guess that's the character I'll play.
Talk about crush.
So, yeah, well, we can work on the new... one of those two VBSs we can put in our scopes.
But eventually, I want Mr. E to be a thing. Well, also, we have the superheroes.
I got.
We never did Jason Bourne. We never did Bourne again.
Hold on, Jared. Hold on
again.
You want to do the Mr. E and the
Jason Bourne again?
Detective.
Let Jason Bourne be the.
Hold on. and then we got the Greatest Glow.
And I'll get to fight somebody with a book.
The Bible.
And then
Bible Man. That just turns into Bible Man.
This is how we decide which one we're going to do. We do two VBS next year.
Oh, my.
Done. I think I'm sick that day.
We're already.
Oh no! I just blew my mind. What if we did like? What if we did like multi-universe? So like there's a multiverse. Like there's two dimensions, and we're all. Never mind.
No. Wait. We bring back all
stories.
Multi-universe of VBS. We wreck all the VBS of the past. They come into one big VBS.
Power up.
We'll need our characters.
Power up meets Sky.
We don't need all of them. Just a few from Soul Wars, Doctor Who, and
we're trying to solve
this guy.
No, it's a continuation
Who,
after John Wick 2.
We've lost Doctor Who.
when the agents are trying to kill him. So all the VBS characters can be chasing John Wick.
John Wick is
lines up.
John Wick is mad that they killed his pet Larry the Cucumber.
Yes, we should bring a big old hodgepodge of the VBS of the past. And they all just come together for that'd be crazy. That would only affect inspire those who have been here. I don't know how that would draw other people in though.
I don't know.
You'd have to really promote that market.
I was just saying, like, what if we did a story where like multiple timelines are a thing? But that'd probably be too advanced for kids.
Yeah,
probably
because that's like in every movie now.
We've lost our Doctor Who too.
Yeah.
But we did the brick film for that, so.
Well, you can bring back it. You don't have to be the same character, the Doctor Who people. It could be anyone to fill in a character for that. So.
Also,
but anyway,
we have our superheroes we created on episode 11.
Yes, we still have to do a VBS on that.
Back burner.
We've got so much content here.
Mr. E's villain, right there.
Too bad Jesus is coming.
Or Mr.
Soon.
E.
I know, right. So, All right, anything else to do for VBS? I think we've about nailed that. Any other comments?
Snailed it.
Okay, snailed it.
S&D.
And we're back from our potty break.
And we're back. Oh, I was
so
to
it's time for our toy box, so let's just... Hey, Gus, you got the band. Yeah, hey, of course, he's always ready. Go ahead and start that up for
us. Those kids.
You? Yeah, the polka dot band. Here we go. Well, hey, Gus, hold on. I forgot to open up our toy box thing. Yeah, that was a big mistake. Let me take that out of the podcast. Okay. Hold on.
Podcast edit. You need to redo that.
No, why? And we're back. It's now time for our toy box segment.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what?
I just looked up Mr. E. Apparently, it's a character in Scooby-Doo also.
Are you serious? Mr. E is a character in Scooby-Doo.
I legit saw a mystery machine in Morgantown.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
I've seen those at some car shows.
No, it's the... we used to have car shows here. It's at the pet store on the mile ground. They have
Zoinks, like Wow Scoob. So, yeah. All right. Hey, guys, you ready? I'm so glad we got that podcast edit feature. No one ever know where I screwed up.
I know.
Oh, but now you said that we have it. So now.
Well, they don't know what I'm talking about. So we just
edit that out.
Yeah, let me take that one out too.
Podcast edit.
Hey, guys, strike up the polka dot band, would you?
Get it, girls.
Right on cue. My left, Travis and Alexa Johnson, they are here today. We're here on a Saturday evening doing a podcast just for you, all 8 of our listeners. And these are 2 of the people who are working as an intern for our next kids ministry. And they are doing their very first VBS on their own right here, creating it right now, called Out of This World to Eternity and Beyond. And Travis will be doing Podjinks for us. Alexa, when does football season start?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Give it up for Travis, Alexa Johnson, everybody. And they are not here today, but they're out on a vacation, having a party out there somewhere. And where are they at? Florida? I don't know where they're at. They were in North Carolina.
Address, everything.
Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yes. And Justin and Taylor are not here with us today, but they're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee on vacation. And their place is my wife, our next Kid Mission administrator, I guess. Give it up for Tanya Mockaby, everybody. And right in front of me, last but not least, he is our church teenage youth minister here and lives on campus and serves also as our church janitor and enjoys every bit of 5 or 6 vacations every year as he just came back from one and is going out for another one in here in a couple weeks. Please give it up for the one and only Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
Thank you.
So when's your next vacation?
July 3rd.
Man, he just came back from a vacation last week.
We're off that week, too. Where are we going? Can I go with you? Where are we going?
Yeah, dude.
I'm off that week.
Come on, we're going to...
Wow.
Where am I going?
Bush going crazy. Anyway, we want to welcome you to S&D Kibben Talk Show Podcast. And we are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. The only podcast on that dial. Our podcast episodes are available on demand, but not in demand. Why y'all laugh at that for? What's so funny about that? No mask required to listen, PC free, vaccine free. And visit our mothership at sndkibben.com. Our social media links are there. I think they are. For Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, Pinterest, but not
Instagram.
Golden Corral.
Wait, did you say that? Did you say Instagram?
It's on Instagram.
Is that right?
It's not, no.
Good job, Jared.
Both of you failed. Both of you. They're not on Twitter.
Oh, okay. We're not on Twitter.
So please subscribe, like, and share. We have no idea why that would help us, but the big podcast would say that. So
retweet.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. if that helps us out, well, we'll find out sooner or later. So far, it hasn't. Find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at
Instagram. Did you already say that?
Golden Crown. No, Travis. How many times? Weather in traffic every 14 on the 37s with our S&D.
It's coming up.
Sky weather traffic jet. And there he goes. But right now the lines are open. Dial 9 or text 9 with your question or comment.
Beep, bop, beep, bop.
Here, yeah, you may do that. And there's one coming out. Right. Alexa, would you take that, please?
Yes.
And then as soon as they give us their question or comment, we'll put them on here as soon as they can. So if you're listening to our podcast right now while we're recording, call in right now.
How do they know, though? Because it's not...
Well, that's for me to know and them to find out. Okay. The all-request hour is coming up after this.
Jared, where'd you
with
go?
Deep cuts where'd and no hits, or deep hits and no cuts. I don't know.
Where did you go on vacation last week? Where'd you go?
It doesn't matter.
Again. Yeah. We forgot. Let's give a round of applause for Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody.
I was thinking about it, then I looked at your hat, and I was like, no, I know it's
not. Final warning, this podcast does contain psychological creativity and kidmen language, so please be aware of that. Batteries not included. See dealer for details. No toys were harmed. The recording of this commercial, Shake World, before you use, avoid contact with eyes and skin, keep hands and feet inside at all times. Do not attempt this at home. Member FDIC, allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Thank you very much.
I'm 18 hole, you get a free one.
Talking over me again. Over our disclaimers. So where are we at here? Travis, you got something for us today? I thought you were bringing us something.
I have something for us.
He has a thing.
It's a little twist on pop physics here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Twist
and shout. So you want to do pop physics now?
Yeah,
or?
Let's do pop physics.
All right. Let's play the intro for pop physics. And there you have it. Okay. It's time for pop physics here with Travis Johnson.
So I don't have soda pop.
Okay.
But what I do have is popcorn.
Popcorn.
It's French. French for popcorn.
Oh, okay. I was going to say popcorn. I know what corn is.
And you have to tell me what flavor it is. So maybe get some cups or something.
So this is a mystery flavor popcorn?
Mystery popcorn.
I like that because I see a lot of neat flavors of popcorn out there nowadays. And Jared, the Epic, is bringing over Starfoam cups to distribute some popcorn, mystery popcorn,
mystery
to all of us.
You have to have one.
The doesn't Travis have to have the bag of the cups to fill them up for us?
This is a mess.
There you go.
Okay.
There's one.
Hey, take one down, pass it around. 8 cups of popcorn.
This music freaks me out. I don't like this.
Tanya's already smelling it. And
you don't like it?
No way.
Why? It's just popcorn.
It's not popcorn.
It's popcorn. Hey, guys, thank you so much for the mystery music. All right, very good.
Mr. So. E and the Mystery Band.
I think I already know what it is. Oh. No, I know what it is. I know what it is already.
I like garlic.
Well, eat it. You gotta eat it before you can get it.
I know what it is. Oh, I know. Can we taste it now?
Yeah, get it.
Going. Okay, I'm
salt and vinegar.
It's the dill pickle.
Ah,
well, almost.
I love dill pickle chips and stuff.
Almost.
If you don't smell it, eat it. It's the dill pickle flavor.
Yeah. Eat it. It's good. Good stuff.
It is good. I like
it.
But it's not dill pickle flavor though. That's not what it is.
It's salt, vinegar, dill.
Nope.
Ranch.
Yep.
It's ranch.
It is ranch.
It's fried pickle and ranch. No.
Fried pickle ranch sounds exactly.
Fried pickle ranch.
That sounds real good.
I was there when you bought it.
Fried pickle ranch.
Yeah.
First thing I thought was ranch. Then I thought, no, it's too vinegary.
Is it good?
Oh, I like it.
We got a whole bag.
You don't like that?
Tanya doesn't like it.
I told you he was going to like it.
I don't like it. Let me know you don't like it.
I do not like it.
Okay.
I don't believe
it. Why? What's wrong with you, hater?
I do not like
yours.
We'll bring more
green
tomorrow.
Eggs in hand.
Yeah, we'll bring you the rest tomorrow because I don't know if I like it either.
I like it.
You don't know.
We bought it at Sam's that's and I wasn't sure, but we were hoping
someone
would like
it. Hey, did you try the new, I forgot to bring it for our teacher's meeting, the Krispy Kreme donut popcorn?
He has it.
I haven't tried it yet.
He has a little bag of it.
Okay, I've got to try
that. Where'd you get it at? Because I didn't find it at Sam's.
Sheets. I found my little bag of Sheets.
That's Gasmart. I thought it was only exclusive at Sam's or something, them great big family size.
This was Sam's.
This is no joke, man.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like the popcorn? The dill pickle?
Yeah, I'm not a big pickle person, but I do like it.
I'm not a pickle either. I'm a human being.
Well, you were Larry the Cucumber.
Ah, got him.
I don't know. And then I went
remember when you were Chewbacca? And
then I went through a jarring experience.
I can't do the Chewbacca with popcorn in my mouth.
Remember?
Is that precious memories?
Stop it.
Yes, Travis was in our Chewbacca outfit. For a while, wasn't
yeah, I got demoted from doing all the skits.
We did a scene together.
We did? Did you help me off stage because I couldn't see?
No, we like argued or something. We were playing basketball or something, and then I won, and then you got mad.
Yeah, I remember that. But I got demoted from doing all the skits to just being Chewbacca.
So there you have it. So there you have it. That's our conclusion of the pop physics redone by Travis Johnson. And now for the outro music. All right. Now moving on to our next segment is Jared Henry with his.
Popcorn.
Corn.
Corn.
What? Oh.
It's your segment, dude.
I actually had an idea, though.
Oh, you did? Oh, we'll go with it. I thought you said you didn't have it. No. Your idea. I want your idea. Go. No. Popcorn. Give me that. Give me your idea.
It's popcorn is spicy.
I guess this is just a PSA.
Wait, did you listen to mine last time?
What do you mean?
I did your segment last time.
Oh, I know I did. So I got this idea from my website, holierthannow.com.
I told you.
And,
knew he run it.
I knew it.
And so if you guys haven't heard, I went on vacation.
Yeah, we were just talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Again?
No, I
just
the one you were talking about. And
cheater!
I found it like, okay, so what's the best way to say this? So me and Randy, I'm not sitting here saying like all Enneagram on all. I'm not like a crazy person when it comes to Enneagrams, but me and Randy have the same type of Enneagram.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
We are type fours.
I don't know what that is.
I've had you tested.
So
it's a Jedi power thing.
Yeah.
No.
Type fours are like the coolest though.
You've had me tested?
Yeah, but I think you were answering wrong.
Oh.
So,
this is like the same Jedi blood type. Basically.
Yeah, Randy and I are type fours, and that doesn't mean we're exactly the same person because obviously we aren't.
Thank God.
That would be worrisome.
Okay, so my thing is, it's not that I don't like vacations, and I've talked to Randy about this. It's just the idea that it takes me out of my groove. It takes me out of my routine, and Randy might relate to this. I feel he does relate to this. I feel. If I'm not doing something that I'm passionate about, or if it doesn't have meaning, like if it's not something that I classify as like special or it's worth doing, then I don't want to do it. Like I have zero
interest. It's like a waste of time.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
But also that old thing someone has said before, like time enjoyed being wasted is not really wasted time or something like that.
Right. So I'm getting there.
Did you make that up yourself, Travis?
No, I think Wayne Gretzky said it.
So when I was on vacation, it was really hard. Like for me, I just can't relax. Like I just can't go to vacation and just lay down on the beach. Like,
right.
At least it's boring.
I can't either. Actually.
And it's not even the idea that if we, and also if we went and did like, if we had an itinerary and did like 50 things every day, that would drive me insane.
Yeah. You need like a balance between
like,
the two.
Then I need a vacation.
Yeah. Right. And the thing is, it's like, for me, like I have to be doing something that's meaningful at all times. I can't even me, I had to read a book and I can't even read fiction because fiction is a waste of time. It's not helping me to be better. That's what my brain says. Mm-hmm. So pretty much my brain is like in go mode all the time. And if I'm not doing something productive or like something that will help me or help me be better, then what's it all for? So I think if a leader relates to that, I mean, I don't even know I'm saying this because I don't have the remedy for it because I struggle with it. I would say it's okay to do things that are mundane, that feel mundane. Like, obviously, you have to because if you don't clean your house, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's going to get gross.
But that's for a purpose. So.
I mean, if, like, you're just doing... I guess that's an everybody thing. We don't like doing mundane stuff. I don't know. No, some people like cleaning and doing
stuff. My wife does. She says she can't wait to come home and clean almost every day. She comes home from work and she's so dead dog tired.
You try to help.
I need to clean house. And I try to do something. She goes, put that mop down.
You're doing it wrong.
And let me do it because I like doing this more than you do. And so I have to physically. She has to take stuff out of my hands from cleaning the house all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. If I want something done right, I have to do it myself.
Well, yeah, that's a good marriage tip. Like if you have to ask your wife twice to do something, just go ahead and just do it yourself.
Excuse me?
I'm just going to go and do it myself, is what I was going to say.
Metaphorically, of course.
Of course.
Excuse me?
Do it myself.
Okay. All right.
I've got a list of things you need.
Let's back out that rut. Anyway, go ahead.
And I guess I'm saying this is for me as well, that it's okay to do nothing.
Yeah.
There's no, I think, what was the thing that I always try to do, but it's kind of hard sometimes. It's, I think I heard it in a podcast, not this one, because it's not good.
What?
Wow.
No, it was saying that...
Dark in here.
Now I lost my train of thought, bro.
Oh, snap.
Yes, it's pretty much focusing on, like, you know, I'm not saying that I feel like maybe the church as a whole and some people... And it's easy to do. You get caught up in ministry that like it somehow becomes your salvation in a sense. Like if you're not doing that, you feel like
becomes your mistress.
Yeah. Yeah. And so my thing is, you know, first off, if I don't have a personal relationship with God, I don't have a ministry. Well, I do, but I'm just not maximizing it. So usually, what was the thought? I can't remember. It said that, you know, your ministry enhances your personal life. And then they switched it and was like, it's really like, I'm butchering this, man. It's like,
we've all been
your personal relationship with Christ enhances your ministry, but your ministry is not your salvation or, you know, it's your responsibility. It's not downplaying it.
It has its place.
It has its place, but it's ultimately not going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is if you had a personal relationship with God. So I guess I had two things. It's okay to not do anything sometimes. All right, I'm done. Okay. So on in that, I am going on vacation again.
That was just too much.
Really?
Yeah, he's then told us that many times. So
this is probably why I haven't done this test before. I was going to do it just now to like see what I got.
Mm-hmm. It's like 100 questions.
14
oh, yeah.
pages.
Yeah, you can't
yeah
do
but
it
once
now.
You get
that's
it.
Why I don't want to do it. Let's see, 14.
I'm
already
I'm
number.
A six.
What's it called again?
Enneagram.
Enneagram. I passed that one.
I'm already at page 2 and I'm bored. Dude, I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, but you do it once, though.
I'll do it later, is what I always say.
No, seriously. I'm going to make you do it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Jared out.
So, all right.
Where you gonna stay? Come on.
Okay.
Enneagram.
Enneagram.
Idiot.
Oh, I got one more thing, too.
One more thing.
Jared, back in.
I got this question from holierthanthou.com.
Right. And now it's Jared segment part 2.
This is...
No way.
I just thought of this. I don't know why. So, BBS, to eternity and beyond.
Uh-huh.
Are you saying there's something beyond eternity?
We'll come and find out.
False doctrine.
Boy, you had to put
false
a monkey wrench
doctrine.
In the BBS.
False doctrine. You're going to say it. I'm going to be like, are you saying... I can't... are you saying there's something beyond eternity?
We're gonna get security.
I guess there's a point. Some
pothole.
Yeah, theological.
The pothole thickens.
I just thought of it. I'm not coming at you. It was just a thought I had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
you
want to
be our reporter?
To infinity and beyond. I mean,
true. It's kind of the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Infinity, are you saying there's something beyond infinity?
I mean, pi 3.14 in that.
Did they question Buzz Lightyear? And
did they?
His name Pixar about that?
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do they ask rhetorical questions? Do they?
Pop off.
Is that it, Jared?
That's it.
All right.
Do
what
they?
Whatever.
Well, that's the first. We've had 2 episodes of Jared's hold-up segment right here in Toy Box. That's right. Never happened before. So in last podcast, we had a... someone fill in your place.
Yeah.
Sounded a lot like Travis.
We can take that a poll. A who did better?
So, all right, let's move along to this is why all the kids are listening around. Kids like Lil Pierce, our youngest podcast.
Easy for
why
you to
are
say.
You doing?
Podcast edit.
Oh, snap. Our youngest podcast listener to SND, he's probably waiting for this segment right here called Pod Jinx.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old.
What?
Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Oh, yeah! Manamana. Manamana.
I'm gonna do it for you, Travis. Kids, okay. Get on in here.
Oh,
hurry. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hurry down. Oh, what's this little kid doing? Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Can I have your autograph?
Well, Travis, give me your autograph.
No!
Oh, my.
My goodness.
Goodness gracious. Man, you're sending that kid away crying. Look what you did to him, Travis.
I'm pretty sure he was just...
I think that's Timmy. I think that's Timmy. We all
I think
hate
he was
Timmy.
Just an old man on his knees.
Is that Timmy? Ask him again.
Can I have your autograph?
No, dude.
Jared! He's not talking to you.
Thanks, Jared.
I'm talking for...
Thank you.
No, Travis. He's talking... Timmy, ask Travis one more time. And Jared, you stay out of this.
Can I have your autograph?
No.
Alexa, come on. This is enough. At Timmy, they're just playing with you, okay? Just laugh it off. Ask Travis one more time, and everyone else, zip it.
Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
There we go. Okay, and there it goes. All right, now go sit down, you little brat. I'm sorry, I was only joking about that. All right, Travis, give us your pod drinks.
I called him Butthead in the autograph. All right, you ready for some?
I have a beef with the autograph thing. I always thought they would put their name on it, but like, why would you want them to write your name in their handwriting.
Like to That's Timmy dumb. From
more personal.
I'm just dumb. Never.
Are you serious, Jared? Did you really think they were just making that up?
I never got an autograph from anyone.
Actually, I got an autograph from Sting before, and he just wrote Sting.
Yeah, that's like, what I thought.
Just their name.
I thought some people would just be like, "What's your name?" Oh, Jared. Okay, Jared. Here you go.
Oh, because like in movies,
don't
they
put
say,
my name on it.
They say,
so I just assumed that it was just
I get it.
Them writing your name. So it's like, "Hey, dude, Sting wrote my name on here. No one's gonna believe you."
No. Unless you got a picture of the video.
The thing where the guy met Kanye West. And he didn't have a piece of paper, so he wrote his name in notes on his iPhone. So it just says Kanye.
Oh, man. Yeah, gosh. They need to write just their name on an autograph because, dude, I'm flipping that thing for money.
Right.
Later on. Just don't put my name.
Well, sometimes
leave
they'll
me
put, like, dear, or, to Jared, follow your dreams.
Yeah, we're not in love here. Just sign your name on that thing and give me that Jared.
Love Stephen Furtick.
Nothing fine.
That would be amazing.
Nothing finer than eating in your diner.
Randy, right. You have a very expensive autograph.
I do.
Randy Jackson?
It's a handkerchief signed by Court Chavis.
Oh, I still have that.
Yeah.
I was going to guess William Shakespeare. No.
William Shatner? William Shatner.
William Shakespeare.
How old do you think Randy is? That's rude.
Thank you, Lexa, right?
Shatner.
You said
that's the Star Trek dude, man. That's,
I know.
I mean, I would take his autograph.
He's
absolutely
in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Con a lot.
That takes so long.
What, like he's just there?
You know, there's Steel City Con. Like they had it last week. He's
accepting awards for Star Trek movies that he has nothing to do with. Like normal. All right. Are you guys ready for some good jokes? I know I am.
Oh, we're not done with that? Oh, we already did that.
We've never got to.
You guys
it.
Hate when people answer their own questions. I do. All right. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
50 jokes that are cheesier than a dairy farm. I feel like it has been 50,000. Family friendly cheesy
one?
Jokes. I don't remember that.
Oh, no.
Smell the dairy. Are you ready? Okay.
All right. Now, folks, if this is your first time listening, yep. Travis has this little canister
of
jokes. And there's how many cards in there? 50 cards?
50.
And he's pulling out these cards at random, and he is reading off these corny cheese jokes without seeing the answers.
But you have to be a cheese whiz.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. I mean, cheese whiz. Did you hear that? Did you hear what you saw? Did you know you did that?
Yes, I did that on purpose.
Good. I missed it, but that was good. You literally have to be a cheese connoisseur whiz.
Cheese whiz.
This is why
to answer
it.
These questions. They are tough. Some are funny. Some are, well.
This is why I do it, folks.
Cheesy.
This is what I have to wake up to, get to wake up to every day.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Did you hear about the explosion at the cheese factory?
Did we do this one before?
Probably. It's probably the very first one.
It wasn't good, Everything's good. Everything's literally just Gouda in there.
Diarrhea everywhere.
Close.
Now, wait a minute. Cool. We have to play the thank you music. Are we still going with this question?
Sure.
All right. What's the question again?
Did you hear about the explosion in the cheese factory?
It was a blast.
The explosion in the cheese factory. It seems like we did this one before.
Yeah.
We'll know when he reveals the answer here momentarily. At this time, we're trying to think this out and give our guesses, but we're just brain locked on this. It just sounds familiar.
It's just copyright.
Copyright.
There was debris everywhere.
Debris.
It's either debris or Gouda. That's all they got, man.
Debris.
That's all
cheese.
They got.
Or debris nacho. Cheese.
That's all they got.
Oh, debris cheese.
Like debris everywhere.
Okay.
Cheese factory makes debris.
Debris.
You ready for another one?
Yeah, see, if you don't know that kind of cheese, you don't get it, so.
Who is the head of the cheese mafia?
I am.
No!
Head of the cheese, the big cheese.
Nacho business.
The big cheese. The
Gouda father.
Nacho business.
Yeah, the Gouda father.
Nacho.
Gouda father. That's funny.
It probably is.
Hong Kong.
I'm gonna say the big cheese.
Jared got it.
Hong Kong three. Was there three cheese or something?
Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Did you do Hong Kong three?
Gosh. Mystery. The Gouda father.
Nuh-uh.
It is. Yes. Yep.
Is it really?
It really is.
Well, Tanya guessed it.
It's soon.
What do I win? What do I win?
Yeah, these are
Dragon Rights. We need to record us burning that.
No, we're going
to
put them on the wall. Can we put these on the wall?
No.
No.
If I throw them
are you magnetized now?
No, not well, maybe.
Because of the COVID vaccine? There you go.
Vaccine got me magnetized.
Yeah, that's the wrong arm. Stuck to your arm. Oh, you have your Seinfeld shirt on today.
I do.
I just now noticed that. That's nice.
It's nothing.
It's all about nothing.
Shirt about nothing.
It's a shirt about nothing.
Oh, I thought you were just... It's fine.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing but a big...
Do we happen to have any Instagram or social meds?
Any retweets?
I don't think so.
Any meds?
Do we have any?
You got any meds?
Meds and Persians?
Slow news week.
What was the question that the person on the phone asked?
It was the wrong number.
Oh. I think they were looking.
No, it was. No, it, I hate it when they looked and they were like, what gives you the right? That's what
they said. Hello, and they
you didn't answer.
City Morgue, and hung up on me.
Man, I thought we had a caller on waiting to get on here, too. I was anticipating what they had to say. Hate to hear that was the wrong number. So, but that happens
they
a lot.
They meant to dial 8. The finger slipped
that,
to 9.
Yeah. I've had that.
Yeah.
I get my 7s and my 9s
I can't tell you how many times
up.
That happens to me. Yeah. You try to hit the 9 and you hit the 8 instead. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So
I did get a text from a listener that says, I'm outside.
Are you, what? Are you
just
serious?
Says I'm outside.
Oh
cash
my.
Me outside. How about that?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe they want our.
Can I have your autograph?
It could be those type of people out there.
Maybe that's
outside waiting on us for autographs. So, we'll do that. We actually have a couple of those Make Kidman Great Again hats that we've had sitting back here for 3 years that we can give away. Hey, yeah, we need to have some giveaway stuff.
Yeah.
We need to talk about some silly plans.
Give it away now.
So give it away now. Did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, I read it.
That'd make a good rap song or something.
I read it myself.
Or a song.
You want to hear what my joke of the week was at work? Because I have a board of joke of the work.
Oh, this is a bonus.
Joke of the work.
Joke of the work. All right.
Every week.
Easy for you to say.
I know, right?
So, all right, what's your...
It's pretty stupid because I read it myself.
Work of the joke.
My work of the joke of the week was, why can't you have a conversation with a door?
Is this a nod?
I gotta know this one. You can't have a conversation with a door.
Always shut.
Always shut.
Lock and key.
It goes in and out.
You can't talk to the door.
Because it does. It's a door. Duh.
Yes, why can't you have a conversation with a door?
It's not a very good a talker. No,
stop.
Not really.
No, he did not do that.
No, that's not the answer. Good. That's not the
summer.
That's not the answer.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's because they only know knock knock jokes.
That's right. Oh, okay. All right. Anything else we need to?
Yeah.
Yes. Go
when
ahead.
We do our another wrestling. Joke? When we do our joke. When we do our wrestling BBS.
Randy's I gonna be.
That's another one.
I will be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about that.
And you will
that.
Be Andre the Giant.
Randy's gonna okay. be then Brutus the Barber you. Beefcake.
I don't think.
Then
so.
Then I'll slam.
Brutus, do you want to be Brutus? What were our names? Mine was the Deconstructor when we did that Sunday.
Yeah, I forget you mine. Were, we still have our costume props back there.
You weren't there.
When we did,
name.
You had the inflatable wrestling ring in the fellowship hall.
Oh, yeah, and we wrestled.
It's actually a boxing ring, but we use it for a wrestling ring, and you helped us put it up.
Because
I wrestled in it.
And you wrestled in it, and then that Sunday, we actually had a wrestling theme Sunday school, kids' church, and we were
dude,
wrestlers.
Dude, you could totally do a wrestling one. Just have promos, well, see, and then music comes
well,
on.
Well, this is what we do. One. See, this will get us in shape. So 3 years from now, we plan this.
Because
so
we got to do a greatest
glowing. We have to get, well, not only that, but we got to get in shape for this.
I'm in shape. Ron's in shape.
I'm already ready. Okay, I'm ready.
And then you'll be the referee, the ringside announcer.
What?
Yeah.
You were Captain Connects.
Captain Connects.
I can't be a wrestler.
Sounds like a serious.
Okay,
can I be like cruiserweight?
Can I be?
Yeah. Sure.
No, referees are like the most important.
Yeah, they get ignored and booed and stoned and everything.
Yeah.
People just hate
them. They're the ones calling the shots.
We need someone who can take that stuff, and you're the man, Jared.
Yeah.
You can absorb all that.
And then you,
no,
and then
a,
you
I
turn
be a wrestler.
Then you turn heel and you take us both out.
Yeah, you're actually a wrestler in disguise as a referee, mm-hmm. and we don't know that.
So
we don't
I'm
see
just
it coming.
A special guest referee.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, so the wrestling VBS, you already like that, huh?
What would we call it?
We'd call it
the three letter acronym or the three letter
Connects Wrestling Championship.
Heaven Wrestling Federation.
Heaven.
So it's you can have like Angel KWK. Gabriel, the Angel Connects Wrestling.
Connects
Cage Match or
Connects Championship Wrestling.
Connects Cage.
Connects Championship Wrestling.
KCW. Sunday.
Yeah. We have to.
Crazy.
Stop it.
Yeah. Crazy.
Sunday.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
And I don't know. It could be. No.
It'll make your head spin.
This summer.
Sunday. It'll knock your socks off.
Three summers from now.
Yes, three summers from now. That's right.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be
in a world
go where no man
oh
156 Sundays from now
where no man has gone before.
Can be like an origin story of Jared as a wrestler, like him coming up through the ranks.
One time, I wrote a song for Encarnacion. Would you like to hear it?
Not really, but
you know what that is?
I have no idea.
I know what that is.
I'm not gonna sing it.
Nacho.
When the fantasy has ended and all the children are gone, something good inside me helps me to carry on. I ate some bugs.
All right.
I ate some grass. I use my hand to wipe my tears, to kiss your mouth. I'd break my vow. No way, Jose. Unless you want to, then we break our vows together. Encarnacion. All right, I'm done.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay, and we're back.
You've not been baptized.
All right. Did that put the nail in the coffin there? Or
yep.
If we do a wrestling one, can we do like Lucha Libres? Like, can we do it that style?
Yeah, that's we get fun. The get the wrestler mask things and yeah, sure.
We can do this VBS.
What
is that? Me?
No, that is you.
That's not me. That's.
Is that me in the hazmat suit from the 2319?
I might need that.
You can do Munster?
That's where we can bring all of our old VBSs from the past back. They come as wrestling characters.
Yeah.
Nah.
You see it all?
Can I be the Jawa? Hey,
it all connects.
It all. Oh.
We've been working on this for so long.
This summer, it all connects.
In a world
where it can all I be connects. Jawa?
Yeah, you be the Jawa wrestler. Midget wrestling. Wait.
Hey.
Whoa.
I'm sure we can.
Oh, man. Do you see that line he just stepped over?
One woman.
Huh? One baptism.
One baptism.
One God. One faith.
It'll knock your socks off.
There we go. All right. So, anything else? Any more comments on the wrestling VBS? That may actually become a thing because it gets so much talk time every so often.
What it's called. Yeah. You gotta come up with it.
Yeah, I think this has to marinate.
Instead of Undertaker, we need like the razor from the... The dead razor.
You should just
this one takes a lot of marinating.
You should just have like Jesus as a wrestler. Because then he just always wins anyway. Jesus. And he's in his robe and long hair. But it's in a man bun.
No.
Yes.
No.
The dead razor.
No. So yeah, that takes a lot of marinating.
Like his intro.
The Alpha.
You know,
the Omega.
In Mortal
That's
Kombat.
That's tag team.
You know,
the Alpha and Omega.
You know, in Mortal Kombat when they have like their saying intros?
Yeah.
Jesus will be Lazarus come forth or something like that.
My God, are you still talking?
Well, actually, yes, we are, sir.
You know, the good thing is that superhero one we talked about on episode 11, We could use those names as wrestling characters. They can double as wrestling characters. That's the beauty of superheroes.
That's the beauty of us creating our own material.
Right.
So.
All right.
All right. Well, I think it's time to get out of here.
I'm spent.
Because everyone's quit listening already. I can tell. So. No, I haven't. Hey, thanks for joining in, and we will be back here the next time we're back here, and we hope to see you then. Well, we can't really see you then.
It's dark in here. Carol Burnett.
Oh, I thought she was gone.
No, she's still around. I haven't got Mr. Rogers on here yet.
Carol Burnett is allergic to starfish.
I heard she has a glass eyeball.
Yeah,
I heard she had a pet dog named Hong Kong Pig. Seems we just get
started. Who told you that? They're liars. Who ever told you that? You know it, she has a glass eye on her mantle above her fireplace.
But she doesn't need the glass eye. She just has
it. It's sentimental to her, you know?
Right.
It's from the guy that saved her from... She was choking. She got too close to a starfish.
Well, that's her fault.
And the guy rushed her to the hospital. That's jellyfish.
Oh. Sky was my
home video.
No.
Apparently it's leaked.
I haven't seen it. Did you watch Loki yet?
No. They say it's pretty crazy. I don't know what it's about.
You have to, because it's going to tie into everything.
I've heard that was changing the whole... Listen to this.
You saw, like...
It's very deep.
You see Peter about to jump into this portal, and then, like, Andrew Garfield is right next to him.
Is it real?
It kind of does look real. Like, I mean, it could be fake, but I mean, it just kind of lines perfectly. Like, he doesn't look out of place.
Is there an outlet behind us?
Oh, an outlet?
Just she found it.
You know what they'll do? They'll make just Andrew Griever. They'll make Andrew in there, and then we'll all be bummed about Tobey Maguire, but then he'll be, like, there right at the end.
I think he'll die at the very beginning or something.
That'd be so dumb. I'd rather have freaking Andrew die. Garfield was the worst. Fight me. He was better than Toby?
No.
No. Andrew Garfield was
actually, Andrew Garfield was like, agree, yeah. They tried to make Peter Parker like cool. And he's not even like that in real life.
I feel like he lasted the shortest because
he just like they tried to make him cool and it didn't really work.
He lasted the shortest because it's been the plan all along, just like I've been saying this for years. It was never reboots. They've always been tied together and we finally.
You know why the Spider-Man 3 was so bad? Because Sam Raimi didn't even want Venom in it. And Sony like pushed him to like put Venom in it because that's what everyone
Travis
wanted.
Travis likes Venom.
Yeah.
Like maybe Venom.
You see the trailer for the Carnage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
It's Carnage. Yeah, Venom 2.
I thought that was like Carnage. Long overdue.
Let there be Carnage.
But you need Spider-Man in there, man.
Maybe you will get Spider-Man. Maybe it's all connected. Because they just bought the rights to Sony. So, can I print something?
That's like so long overdue, I totally forgot about it. Is it working?
Does that work?
Yeah.
So...
Gosh.
So no. what are we going to do? Seriously, you want to talk about past VBS? Just reminisce?
Let's reminisce.
Reminisce?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it'll give me some ideas.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
All right.
You talk again, Alexa. Talk again.
Hello. My name is Alexa.
Okay, that's
enough. Your personal expert on style. I had a doll.
Say something, Jared.
I thought I heard a ring.
Tanya. Go.
What?
Talk on the mic.
Okay.
I'm going to check mic.
Michael?
Talking.
There's a Michael. Can you please stand up? Michael, please stand up.
I've been on a younger kick, but it's...
Yeah, that's what...
Younger.
I think Megan's watching.
Younger.
I don't really watch stuff. I just, like, watch
the final
YouTube.
Season just came out, so...
I watched Jupiter's Legacy, and that got canceled after one season. And Invincible... Have you seen Invincible, that cartoon? It's pretty good.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty good.
Never heard
of it. I thought it was like a run-of-the-mill like cartoon, like superhero cartoon. But at the end of the first episode, it like blew my mind. I'm like, what in the world is happening? Let's do Invincible-themed VBS. That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a South Park.
We need to do like.
No,
like,
it's not like that.
We could be Cartman.
We need to literally do like a wrestling VBS.
Please.
Yes.
But like, don't.
We did Wrestling Sundays a couple
times.
No,
we need a full week.
We need like. We need to create superstars, create a storyline. Obviously, we're
not
going to do spandex and be weird.
On the podcast.
Okay.
Let's get it. Save it.
No, because that's going to make me like. I want us to look forward to this one, not like be planning for another one.
No, that's the best remedy for your one you're doing now is to take a short break and go totally different.
Yeah.
Then come back and like.
What are you doing?
That's why I always say get your mind out of the gutter. Then you can.
Oh, Jared.
You could hear. That was solid. That was a solid.
Man, Jared just threw a water bottle across the.
Right on my nose.
We got to go to the ER.
You're breaking the dude.
We got to go to the ER.
Do I sound okay?
We got to cancel.
Do I sound okay?
We got to go. Yeah. We got to go. Cancel. Cut it.
Cancel. Cut.
Thank God. I don't want to do this anyway.
Jared, we missed you.
No, you didn't.
I saw
30 minutes. 30 minutes. You guys were talking about me for 30 minutes.
Oh, you listened to it?
You didn't miss me at all.
We know you always listen to
it. I was in your seat, too.
What?
She was.
Yeah, I sat in
the
your
whole
seat.
Time.
I took your spot.
Really stuck it up.
You don't
want to
sit by him? I don't blame you.
Hey.
Oh, Lord, some way, somehow bless us today, what we're getting ready to do to share our experiences and whatnot about VBS.
And experiments.
And experiments, wherever that might be, and help to bless those 8 listeners out there who are listening to this. If they are, we hope they are. And in Jesus' name, please.